Hello and good morning. You're listening to The Morning After, Ben and Josh. We're having a fun morning, aren't we, Ben?
We are. Yes, we are. And we have Key in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. For anyone who does not know who you are, do you want to introduce yourself to the RDU listeners?
Yeah, so I'm Key. I'm a Christchurch-based artist, fresh out of high school last year, actually.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Yeah, so I've been on a TV show at the beginning of this year, which has kind of started my gigging off for the year.
Cool.
Really.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. And Pop Stars was fierce, let me just say.
It was tough.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, quickly touching on it, because I watched the thing.
Ben loves TV.
Reality television is my thing.
Yeah.
Pop Stars was like almost innovative for, I guess, the singer-songwriter genre of TV.
Yeah.
I feel like it was intensive and I got that as a viewer. So yeah, how was this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was so great actually seeing a show like that really focuses on being an original artist and not just covering songs, you know, like not a karaoke performance. But man, it was tough. I really learned a lot, but it was so tough.
I can imagine. Yeah.
As a result of that pressure schedule, here we are now.
Yes.
So much going on here.
Very cool. Yeah, so you're playing, of course, the Go Live Festival, which is happening on the 24th of July, Christchurch Town Hall. Go Live Festival, live music, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
So are you are you excited? What's it going to be like?
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Awesome.
Yeah, been a while working towards it, ready to play some of my original stuff, and crazy the artists I'm playing with, so it's going to be awesome.
Very cool. So obviously, you know, kind of Pop Stars at the start of the year and stuff was obviously, you know, a big boom, but when, just for you personally, did you start, you know, being like, I'm going to make my own music and start doing that?
I think actually through primary school.
Cool.
That's a while back now, but even just like playing in bands, I think the feeling I get from watching live performances, it's just too good, and I want to be able to share that with other people.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that.
Who are some of your musical influences?
I think at the moment, and I mentioned this a lot on the show, but Labyrinth, I think from a production standpoint, definitely one of my biggest musical influences.
Cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's a good answer too, because I don't think many people name him.
I'm just obsessed almost with, he's just a genius really. To me anyway.
I love that. And amazing. I guess, what's it like? I mean, I don't know. For me, I was sucked at high school. I was so lame. It took me years after high school to have any semblance of, like, you know, coolness. So how was it, I guess, going right from, like, I'm finishing high school and now it's like, boom, I'm on this TV show. Like, what's that transition like?
Well, honestly, leaving high school, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I went to university for a day before I flew out
day.
For the show.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a record. Yeah, that's good. That's impressive.
So I was doing music there, but I think after the show, it really just said to me that this year I needed to work on my own music rather than studying, so I could give myself that time, really.
Nice.
Amazing. Yes, do the
very
thing.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for you? Gosh, so much in store.
Yeah, what else is coming up?
Yeah, well, the day before Go Live, I'm actually releasing my second single ever, which is super exciting, so I get to share that with everyone.
Very cool. Can you give us any sneak peeks about what it's like? You don't have to, but, you know, it's worth a shot.
Sung it when I got eliminated.
Ben's in his head right now, like, I know what it is.
My Rolodex is going off. Yeah.
But it seems to be my audience's favourite song of mine. So, yeah, that'd be cool.
Very fun.
It's
I
funny
love
you
that.
Say, actually. So, yeah, I guess what is the, how do you formulate an idea, especially considering the audience, as you just say?
Yeah, I think my recent set list has, I've been really just trying to focus on finding my own sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds a bit selfish, but doing it for myself.
Making sure I enjoy it, as
well as making it groovy for the audience. I think that's a big part of it for me, just making sure people can bop their heads along a little bit.
Yeah. Very cool. And I guess, how did you, going back to Go Live, how did you get involved? Did they just kind of hit you up and were like, we love you, please play our festival?
Cool. Yeah, I was honestly so surprised, but I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I think it's just a great start to bigger things, and
definitely it's awesome. And I mean, Christchurch, we love Christchurch and its music scene.
I mean, no,
so I guess from a musician perspective, what's it like being a musician within Christchurch?
I think it's I've noticed you know, like the longer I'm in the music scene in Christchurch, mm-hmm. there's a big stigma around you need to be in Auckland to mm-hmm. kind of be in the scene.
Yep.
So I mm-hmm. think it's really important that I stick to my roots, stay here in Christchurch, yeah. and there's so many great artists here mm-hmm. and producers truly, to work yeah. with, and mm-hmm. Just collaborating and getting everyone's name out there, because I think equally as brilliant artists here to Auckland, you
yeah.
know.
Hell yeah. We 100% agree with you. I mean, yes. better than Auckland, frankly.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yes. What are they even doing up there? They get COVID once every 2 weeks. Oh, they shut down. You know, it's just like, come on.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but that's took right. the words out of my mouth.
I'll say it. We're all good.
Key, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank
I
you
can't
for
wait
having
for
me.
A decade's time. Josh and I to flex, being like, yeah, we talked to her.
We interviewed Key. Yeah, we know.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Everyone can catch you at the Go Live Festival, which is the 24th of July, Christchurch Town Hall. Just Google Go Live Festival and you'll find where to get tickets. They're only $10, so, you know, there's no excuse not to go.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thanks again.